Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Kaufman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Kaufman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The third baseman, Kerry Self. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. And now, play ball. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Hodapp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Blue. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Kaufman covering, for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is hit by the pitch. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Storti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman strikes out. One out. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schultz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Funk. Schultz reaches second base with a double. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schultz scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Burns moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Burns scores. Goslin goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Melillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Farrell scores. It's 4-0, Browns. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-1 in the game. Storti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melillo moves to second. Paul Gregory now pitching. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy is hit by the pitch. Melillo moves to third. Storti moves to second. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaufman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Gregory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gregory hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-1 in the game. Funk hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Schultz hits a fly ball into left field. Hodapp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0 for 1 in the game. Self hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blue moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. Hodapp moves to third. It's 4-1, Browns. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Fothergill moves to second. Luke Appling pinch hits for Paul Gregory. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Hodapp scores. Fothergill moves to third. Grubb moves to second. It's 4-2, Browns. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 2 in the game. Funk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Luke Appling now playing second base. Red Faber now pitching. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Goslin strikes out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0 for 2 in the game. Self hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Faber trying to get to third. Goslin throws the ball into Levy, who relays the ball to Storti, who tags Faber for the out. Self moves to second. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Blue hits a pop-up towards third. Storti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Storti for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Levy hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress misplays the ball. That's an error on Kress. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grubb hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a pop-up towards third. Self juggles the ball. That's an error on Self. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-3 in the game. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Faber hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Self hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Self reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kress strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Storti bunts towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. Melillo moves to second. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Melillo moves to third. Two outs. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaufman hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grubb hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Shult hits a fly ball into left field. Hodapp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-4 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campbell moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Farrell hits a line drive into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-4 in the game. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Kaufman covering, for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Red Faber. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Self hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Rothrock moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.